So what does this show us? This shows us, in this particular hadith, it's clear that both of these men were Muslims. That's clear. That's clear. Because the narrator says, I heard Anas radiallahu anhu saying, عَتَصَ رَجُلَانِ عِنْدَ النَّبِيِّ صلى الله عليه وسلم, that two men sneezed in the presence of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, فَشَمَّتَ أَحَدَهُمَا وَلَمْ يُشَمِّتِ الْآخَرِ, he responded to one of them and he didn't respond to the other. Now that statement wouldn't let you know that both of them are Muslims. That wouldn't let you know. فَقَالْ, then the man who sneezed, who didn't praise Allah, said, شَمَّتَ هَذَا وَلَمْ تُشَمِّتْنِي, you responded to him but you didn't respond to me. Right? How do we know that these men are Muslims now from that statement? You responded to him but you didn't respond to me. How do we know they're Muslims? Nah. No, the Muslim responds to a kafir. Of course, there's a response for the kafir. And that's how we know that both of these men are Muslims. That's how we know. Why? He said, شَمَّتَّ هَذَا وَلَمْ تُشَمِّتْنِي, you responded to him, but you didn't respond to me. Because when the kafir sneezes, we automatically say, يَهْدِيكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيُصْلِحُ بَالَكُمْ, may Allah guide you and better your condition. But when the Muslim, in order for the Muslim to get the tashmeed, there's a condition. There's no condition for the kafir. The condition for the Muslim to get the tashmeed is he has to say Alhamdulillah. Now, not because he's already Muslim, it's because that's what the Prophet ordered. That's the reason. Because that's what the Prophet ordered. So that lets you know, when you look at this hadith deeper, that both of those men were Muslim, and then it's capsulized, the icing is on the cake, by the Prophet saying, Inna hadha hamidallaha walam tuhammidhu walam tahmidhu. The other one responded by saying Alhamdulillah, and you didn't praise Allah. If we have a narration that is connected to this to let us know if this man was a Jew, then we'll accept it as that. But until then, it seems as though that both of them are Muslims. Unless we have another narration or some of the ulama telling us that this man was a kafir. And then but the hadith itself doesn't lean to that. It leans that he was a Muslim. Because the response to the kafir is not, you understand, it's not the kafirs, do you follow what we're saying? The response automatically for the kafir, without Alhamdulillah, is Yahdikum Allah wa Yuslihu Balakum. With or without the Alhamdulillah. You follow? Right. Right, but you said the Jews, they're not looking for Yahdikum Allah. They're not looking for Allah, oh Allah guide me. They're not looking for that. They're looking for Rahmah. Okay, but what's the response? Right, and he didn't say that. The Prophet didn't say that. He said, because you didn't praise Allah. So by him praising Allah, that lets you know, by him saying you didn't praise Allah, that he's a Muslim. No, it didn't sound like you were saying that. It sounded like you were leaning towards saying he might have been a Jew. Oh, okay. Okay, I understand. In other words, you're in concurrence with what we're saying. Yes. From this hadith? Oh, no, we're coming to it. We're coming to it right now. We're going to say it. We're going to give it to you right now. Yes, we're going to give it to you right now, inshallah. Inshallah, we're going to give it to you right now. Inshallah. The brother is asking the question for those people who hear this tape. He's asking the question on, are there any other ways to respond? Right. So we're going to give you some other ways, inshallah, to respond. Or how should the person, when the person sneezes, what do they say? These are the different ways that the person replies the sneezer. What should they say? What should they say? Number one, the person, the sneezer, says, Alhamdulillah. And we already know that from the hadith that we've mentioned. And there's also some other hadith collected by Imam al-Bukhari in his Al-Adab al-Mufrad, which was given, which is, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْعَطَاءُ وَيَكْرَهُ التَّسَاءُبُ فَإِذَا عَطَسَ فَحَمِدَ اللَّهُ فَحَقٌ عَلَى كُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ سَمِعَهُ أَنْ يُشَمِّتَهُ. That surely Allah loves sneezing and He hates yawning. So when anyone sneezes and then praises Allah, it is the responsibility of every Muslim who hears him to respond to him. Alright? So that hadith lets you know that you say Alhamdulillah. That's the first way you do it. Alright? Or the person can say, who sneezed, Hachu. And he says, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So the first way is Alhamdulillah. The second way is Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And this hadith is also found in Al-Adab Al-Mufrad under the section, how does the sneezer begin when he is responded to? How does the sneezer begin when he is responded to? And that's the section that comes right after the one we just dealt with, which is on the authority of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, who said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, إِذَا عَطَسَ أَحَدُكُمْ فَلْيَقُلْ. When any one of you sneezes, he should then say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Alright? وَيُقَالُ لَهُ. And then it will be said to him, here's the response to Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, which is different from the response to Alhamdulillah. He should say, Yarhamakallahu. May Allah have mercy on you. And then that person who sneezed, the Prophet alayhi salam said, وَلْيَقُلْ, he should say, يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. That the sneezer's response, after he says, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, the person says, يَرْحَمَكَ اللَّهُ, to him, and then he responds back to him, saying, يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. May Allah have mercy on you, in the plural, لَكُمْ. This hadith is also collected by Imam An-Nasa'i in the book called عَمَلُ الْيَوْمِ وَالْلَيْلَى. يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. We want to make a point here. Some people have the habit of making the istikmal of qira'atul fatiha. Istikmal of qira'atul fatiha. They try to complete Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen by saying, Hachu! Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Malik Yawm al-Din, Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'een, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqeem, Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim, ghayr al-Maghdubi alayhim wa al-Dhaleen. Right? Some other people try to complete it by saying, Alhamdulillah, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. So whatever. Alright? All of these are bid'ah and haram. It's bid'ah and haram. Why is it bid'ah? Why is it bid'ah? Because لم يرد عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أو أصحابه. It wasn't reported from the Prophet ﷺ that he did it, nor from any of the Sahaba. And the Prophet ﷺ said, من أحدث في أمرنا هذا ما ليس منه فهو رد. Whoever introduces anything into this affair of ours that is not originally of it will be rejected. غير مقبول مردودة. It's going to be rejected. All right. ومن عمل عملا ليس عليه أمرنا فهو رد. And whoever does an action that is not. Also, some of the people, they say, الحمد لله ككرمه والحمد لله كعز جلاله. Praise be to Allah like His karm, His graciousness. Praise be to Allah like His might or His glory. These hadiths are not authentic, and there's some weakness in these hadiths. So the person shouldn't say these things. Also, the person can say, who sneezed, how many is that now? Two ways to say it. This is the third way. Alhamdulillahi ala kulli halin. Alhamdulillahi ala kulli halin. The person can say this. And this is on the authority of Ali radiyallahu anhu. عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم who said إذا عطس أحدكم فليقل الحمد لله على كل حال. When any one of you sneezes, then he should say praise be to Allah in every situation, or praise be to Allah in all circumstances. وليقل له من عنده ومن عنده. Oh, excuse me. وَلْيَقُلْ لَهُ مَنْ عِنْدَهُ. And then the person who is with him, present with him, he should say, يَرْحَمَكَ اللَّهُ. May Allah have mercy on you. وَيَرُدُّ عَلَيْهِمْ يَهْدِيكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيُصْلِحُ بَالَكُمْ. And then that person will respond to them who says that, يَهْدِيكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيُصْلِحُ بَالَكُمْ. May Allah guide you and improve your condition. And this hadith is extracted, أخرجه Imam Ahmad in his Sunan, and also in the Musnad of Imam, or the Sunan of Imam Ad-Darimi, in the Sunan of Ad-Darimi, on the authority of not Ali but Abu Ayyub radiyallahu anhu, in the book of Al-Istidhan, the book of seeking permission, under the section of when a man sneezes, what he should say. And it's also in Al-Tirmidhi and his Sunan. Under the section of Al-Adab, under the section, how is the sneezer responded to. It is also collected by Imam Al-Hakim in his Mustadrak in the book of Al-Adab. And this hadith is graded sahih by our Shaykh Al-Muhaddith Abu Abd al-Rahman Muhammad ibn Muhammad al-Nasruddin al-Albani in his sahih of Sunan al-Tirmidhi, volume 2, hadith number 3, or it's page number 354, hadith number 2202. And al-Shaykh Al-Banna, who is Hassan Al-Banna's father, in his explanation of the Musnad of Imam Ahmad, brings it in volume 17, page number 321. For those who weren't aware of that, Hassan Al-Banna's father, the one who founded the Ikhwan al-Muslimin, his father did an explanation of the Musnad of Imam Ahmad called Fathu al-Rabbani. So how many ways is that so far? Three. The fourth way that the person who sneezes can say Alhamd is Alhamdulillahi hamdan kathiran tayyiban mubarakan fihi mubarakan alayhi kama yuhibbu rabbuna wa yarda. And this is on the authority of Rufa'ah ibn Rafi', who said, صليت خلف رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فعطس رفاعة. Rufa'at ibn Rafi'in radiyallahu anhu said, I prayed behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then Rufa'a sneezed. And then the hadith goes on and says, لم يقل قتيبة, and then قتيبة didn't say, فقلت, he didn't say anything, فقلت, then I said, الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه مباركا عليه كما يحب ربنا ويرضى. All praise of all types, many praise and goodness and blessings be on him, blessings around him and in him and through him, the way our Lord Allah loves it and is pleased with. فَلَمَّا صَلَّى رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ انْصَرَفَ فَقَالَ مِنَ الْمَنِ الْمُتَكَلِّمِ. When the Prophet finished his prayer, he started to go away. He said, who was that person who said that? فَقَالَ الرَّجُلُ, and then the man said, أَنَا يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, I was the one who said it, O Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, لقد رأيت بضعة وثلاثين ملكا يبتدرونها أيما يكتبها أول. For surely I saw 30 some odd angels rushing to compete to write down what that person had said, to be the first to write that down, which is Alhamdulillah hamdan kathiran tayyiban mubarakan fihi mubarakan alayhi kama yuhibbu rabbuna wa yarda. Alright, and this hadith is extracted, akhrajahu Abu Dawood in his Sunan, in the book of As-Salah, under the section ma yustaftahu bihi as-salah min ad-du'a, how the salah is initiated, what the salat is initiated from, from dua. In other words, how do you make dua istiftah? The dua of istiftah in the salah, and for your dua. It's also collected by Imam al-Tirmidhi in his Sunan, under the sections of salah, under that specific section of the book of salah, under the specific section of what is concerning a man who sneezes in salah. In salah. In the salah. Is also collected by Imam al-Bayhaqi in his Sunan, under the book of Salah, under the section al-qawlu 'inda raf'i ar-ra'si min ar-ruku' idha istawa qa'iman, what a person says when he raises his head from ruku' when he comes to the standing position. That's how Imam al-Tirmidhi collects it. Wa dhakara anna as-salata hiya al-maghrib, and Imam al-Bayhaqi, Imam al-Bayhaqi cites that salah was Maghrib prayer. It was Salat al-Maghrib. And also this hadith is collected by Imam al-Hakim in his book called Al-Mustadrak, in the book of Ma'rifat al-Sahaba, in the book of how would we translate Ma'rifat al-Sahaba? Knowledge of the Sahaba, knowing the Sahaba. And Al-Hafidh ibn Hajar in Fath al-Bari, which is the explanation of Al-Bukhari, he also says that this hadith is extracted by At-Tabarani, وَبَيِّنَ أَنَّ الصَّلَاةَ الْمَذْكُورَةَ الْمَغْرِبِ, and that At-Tabarani, inshaAllah ta'ala, clarified that salah, like Al-Bayhaqi says, that this salah was Maghrib. And the chain of that hadith, لَا بَتْسَ بِهِ, and there might be some problems with that hadith, according to the narrator, according to Tabarani, maybe. But Shaykh Nasruddin Al-Albani raised that hadith as sahih in the Sunan of Abi Dawood. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala knows best. Question. You can't talk in salah except for this. Except for the sneezing. And with all these narrations that are authentic, it's clear. It's a form of praising Allah with an exception. It's an exception. You mean Muawiyah ibn Hakim al-Sulami, the hadith in Muslim? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that this the Prophet didn't beat me, he didn't scold me, he didn't chide me, he didn't rebuke me. He only said that the salah is tasbih and tahmid and tahleel, saying subhanallah, alhamdulillah, and la ilaha illallah or Allahu Akbar, and the recitation of the Quran. He said something, I forget what he said. That you can open the door and first person knocks on the door while you're praying. I only know about this for nafil salah. This is only salatun nafila. And the door has to be where the qibla is. Yes. Yes. Allahu Akbar. Jazakallah kulla khairan wa ahsan al-jaza. May Allah reward your grandmother and give her the highest place in Jannah for teaching you the adab of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Yes, it has to be nafila. Because the Prophet did this in a nafila salah for Abu Bakr or one of the other companions, and Allah knows best. Naam, question. That's right. That's right. Because when you look at the hadith is collected by whom? Who did we say the hadith was collected by in the section of coming from Rukur? Nobody caught that. We were saying so much, right? We were saying so much. The person who collected it in their section of Rukur, of what you said out of Rukur, is Imam al-Bayhaqi. And brothers, let me just make a very extremely important point. Why do you think we're citing all of those places and the names of the sections that the ulama of hadith collected those hadith? Why do you think we mention it? You think we just mention it just to give you information to let you know that they're in these different places? Why are we specifically mentioning the sections that they put it in? The reason why, brothers, is because when the scholar of hadith, Bawwaba al-hadith, when he makes the tabweeb, when he classifies the hadith, this shows you the fiqh and the understanding of the meaning of the hadith. This gives you some more added information on how the hadith should be applied. If Imam al-Bayhaqi classifies this hadith in the book of Salah under the section on what a person says when he lifts his hand from Rukur, that tells you something. That tells you the hikmah and the fiqh, the wisdom and the understanding of Imam al-Bayhaqi. Why would he be including it in the section of Rafa'u ra's min al-rukur, when a person raises his head from rukur, either stawa qa'ima, when he comes back to the standing position? This is letting you know that it's permissible to make that dua at that time in the salah, or he wouldn't have classified it like that. Do you follow what we're saying, brothers? It's very important. And when you go back to look at the fiqh, the deep understanding and hikmah and wisdom of al-Bukhari, you'll find one hadith in five different sections in al-Bukhari. You'll have one hadith that seems like it shouldn't be in that section. But when you deeply go into that hadith and the pearls and the corals that you get out of the hadith, you'll see why that hadith was put in that section. Even though in your mind, man, I can't understand why. I'm looking for the hadith and I'm thinking the hadith deals with salah. He has the hadith under drinking water. Or he has the hadith under war. Or he has the hadith under debt. Or he has the hadith under tying your shoes. And you're looking for the hadith, and the hadith deals with salah. It shows the deep understanding of the scholar of hadith on how he bawwabahu, how he classified the hadith, to show you more of the fiqh of the hadith. Alright? Let's go on. We also have the hadith in Al-Adab al-Mufrad under the section Kayfa yabda'u al-'atis, how does the sneezer begin his statement? Same section. from Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, who said, كان إذا عطس, no, not who said, it says that when he used to sneeze, فقيل له, and it was said to him, يرحمك الله, he would say, يرحمنا وإياكم ويغفر لنا ولكم. May Allah have mercy on us and you, and may Allah forgive us and you. And this response is the response from Abdullah ibn Umar, not from Rasulullah. May Allah have mercy on us and you, and may Allah forgive us and you. This is not from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama tasliman kathira. Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The next section, or I should say, not the next section, but the same section, we have the hadith from Salma, radiallahu anhu, who was the son of Al-Aqwa. He said, "A'aqasa rajulun 'inda an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam," that a man sneezed in front of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or in the presence of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he said, Yarhamakallahu, may Allah have mercy on you. Thumma atasa ukhra, then some others sneezed. Faqala an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or I should say, then he sneezed some other times. Excuse me. Then he sneezed some other times, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hada mazkumun. Hada mazkum. That person right there, he has a cold. The person kept sneezing, in other words. The person kept sneezing, it says, Wa'atasa ukhra. Then he sneezed some more times. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hada mazkum. That person has been afflicted with a zukam. That person has a cold. And at Tirmidhi, he brings a narration where it says, Anta mazkum. The Prophet said, Anta mazkum. So in other words, one narration says, in the third person, Hada mazkum, where the Prophet with his statement pointed or indicated that that person over there is, who is sneezing a lot, has a cold, has been afflicted with a zukam, with a cold or influenza. And in the other narration collected by Tirmidhi, he says, Anta mazkum, meaning he's speaking directly to the person who sneezed a lot. Okay. The next section, and inshallah we're going to end it here and then come back later, is عن مجاهد رضي الله تعالى عنه قال عطس بن لعبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنه إما أبو بكر وإما عمر فقال أب فقال ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه وما آب إن آب اسم شيطان من الشياطين جعلها بين العطسة والحمد. الله أكبر. This hadith is narrated by Mujahid رضي الله عنه. And this hadith indicates that we shouldn't say anything that's not recorded from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even though we have companions who said things that wasn't narrated by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but those companions and those authentic narrations that we've cited earlier were saying things from their ijtihad, of which you have the option of accepting because of the illustrious position of those Sahaba, or you have the option of rejecting it. You have the option of rejecting it. Either you can accept what Abdullah ibn Umar said, or Ali said, or Abdullah ibn Abbas said, that we don't have narrated from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or you can reject it. But we must know that it's on their ijtihad, that those increases of responses are from their own independent reasoning. And Allah will bless them if they're correct twice, and if they're incorrect, He will give them one reward. As for the best guidance, khayrul huda, huda Muhammadan. As for the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say, wa khayrul hadi, hadi Muhammadan sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wa sahbihi wasallam. As for this particular hadith in the Adab al-Mufrad, under the section لا يقول آب, لا يقول آب, don't say آب. This narration, this أثر, is on the authority of Mujahid رضي الله عنه, who said that a son, one of the sons of Abdullah ibn Umar رضي الله عنهما, who was either Abu Bakr or Umar, sneezed and then said Ab. And then it was said, Wama Ab? What is Ab? He said, Inna Ab asmi shaytanin min ash-shayateen. That Ab with a madda, not Ab, Ab is one of the names, is a name of one of the devils who comes between the sneezing and Alhamdulillah. Do you brothers understand what's going on? He looks like he's a little it's a little unclear to him. Do you understand what's going on, brothers? What does it mean? How do you understand it? It means ahsanta, Allah yubarak fika. This hadith is a proof. That's right. That's right. You should say alhamdulillah immediately. Immediately. Which shows what? Which shows that when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said when the person sneezes that they should say alhamdulillah, that you shouldn't delay following and obeying Rasulullah on anything if you have the ability to implement it immediately. That's what it means. And one of the proofs, or one of the benefits that you get from obeying Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam immediately by saying one of the four authentic ways of saying Alhamd, is that one of the specific types of shaitan whose name is Ab will come between your sneeze and your alhamdulillah and do something. If you don't get it out there real quick, if you don't respond quickly to alhamdulillah, that specific shaitan whose name is Ab will come between you and your sneeze and your hamd. Alright, now Fadlullah, Sheikh Fadlullah Al-Jilani, who is the commentator of this particular hadith, the only thing he mentions here, he says, is Inna Aba ism al-shaytan min shayateen, the statement of the companion radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He says la'alla hadhihi al-ziyadata laysat fi nuskhati al-hafiz walidha lam yadhkurha fi al-fath wiyuhtamalu anna al-ikhtisar minhu. He says that Ibn al-Hajr al-Asqalani doesn't mention this added part in his discussion of this hadith and Fath al-Bari. And this is the reason why perhaps he was succinct with it, that he just gave an abridged explanation of this particular hadith. Now there's one thing I'd like to mention. This hadith is on the authority of who? Mujahid radiyallahu anhu. What was Mujahid? He was one of the tabi'un. He was one of the tabi'un. He's the rawi of this hadith, this athar. He says that a son of Abdullah ibn Umar, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, was the one who sneezed. Imma Abu Bakrin wa imma Umaru. He was either Abu Bakr or Umar. What does that tell you, brothers? The companions named their children after their companions. Allahu Akbar. And it tells you that at least he had two sons. One of them was named Abu Bakr, and the other one was named Umar. What else does that tell you in this narration? What else does this tell us? It tells us that Mujahid had some shek, some doubt on which one it was. Perhaps there might have been some resemblance, either in the way they looked or their ages, because he wasn't absolutely sure. Right? Is your clock, your wheels are turning too? You thinking of some things too? Alright? Then he said, the son that sneezed, what does that tell us in this hadith? What's some of the gems we get from that statement? One of the sons of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, whose name was either Abu Bakr or Umar, one of the sons, said, what does that tell us, Akh? All right. For the people who can't hear the brother who just said this on the tape, he's saying that it could mean that one of the sons of Abdullah ibn Umar, who was a Sahabi, an eminent, illustrious Sahabi, Sahabi Jalil, knew that there was something to some type of response after sneezing, but didn't know what to say. Right? So he said, that's possible, but there's something even heavier than that. What is it? There, all right. There might have been some confusion. He might have been informed to say Ab, or somebody might have misdirected him to say Ab, or he might have heard some of the kuffar say Ab, right? There's a lot of little possibilities here, but the thing that comes to my mind, brothers, is that this shows also the general some more benefit we get from the general statement of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, khayrun nas qarni thumma alladhina yalunahum thumma alladhina yalunahum. The best of people is my generation, then those who follow them, and then those who follow them. You see the serious mistake that Ibn Umar's son is making? It shows that the best of people after the prophets and messengers are the Sahaba. Now here's a tabi, who's the son of a sahabi, making a serious mistake by adding something to this deen that's not of it, from his ijtihad. Where a sahaba wouldn't have said that. And Mujahid radiallahu anhu, is witnessing this, who's also a tabi'i, but you don't hear him making any correction on this. The correction on this is either Abdullah ibn Umar himself or Mujahid. Allah knows best. Either Abdullah ibn Umar himself or Mujahid. Because it's not clear who's making the response. Sheikh al-Albani says in the bottom of this, in the footnote, he says here, he says that the
The origin of this is in three places. And one of them, the origin of this particular narration, is in the Musannaf of Ibn Abi Shaybah. In the Musannaf of Ibn Abi Shaybah. And also in Al-Fath, it's narrated from the Musannaf that the word was Ash. The word was Ash. Instead of the word Ab, it was Ash. Instead of Ab. But Sheikh Al-Albani, excuse me, Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani says that perhaps the correct version is what was narrated by him, by myself, which is Ab, not Ash or Ash. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best, because another narration says Ashhab, Ashhab, that was the statement that was made. And he says that this is narrated by Ibn Abi Shayba also from Ibrahim, أنه كان يكره أن يقول, that he disliked saying Ashhab when someone sneezed. And this particular narration has trustworthy men. The chain in this hadith are trustworthy men. And it seems that the Ashhab is also another one of those responses. And Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, knows best. Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, knows best. Also, we have another narration which is extracted by Abu Dawood in his Sunan in the book of Al-Adab under the section concerning the Tashmit of the Atis, and we're going to end it here inshallah, from Salim ibn Ubaid radiyallahu anhu annahu kana ma'a al-qawm fi safarin fa'atasa rajulun min al-qawm faqal as-salamu alaykum فقال عليك وعلى أمك فكأن الرجل وجد في نفسه فقال أما إني لم أقل إلا ما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عطس رجل عند النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال السلام عليكم فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عليك وعلى أمك إذا عطس أحدكم فليقل الحمد لله رب العالمين وليقل له من يرد عليه يرحمك الله وليقل يغفر الله لنا ولكم. Alright, Salim ibn Ubaid رضي الله عنه, it was recounted from him, reported from him, that he was with some people on a trip, and then a man from among those people sneezed, and the man who sneezed said assalamu alaykum. So he said alayka wa ala ummika, and to you and on your mother. فَكَأَنَّ الرَّجُلَ وَجَدَ فِي نَفْسِهِ, and it was as though the man found something inside of himself, like he found something, you know, something inside of him, and he said, as for me, the only thing, you didn't hear me say anything except, you don't hear me say anything except what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said when a man sneezed in front of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said assalamu alaikum, and the Prophet responded to him as I respond to you by saying alayka wa ala ummika, and on you and on your mother. When any of you sneezes, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said he should say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Then he will be responded, وَلْيَقُلْ لَهُ مَنْ يَرُدَّ عَلَيْهِ, then the person should say, the one who responds to him, يَرْحَمَكَ اللَّهُ, may Allah have mercy on you. Then that person should say, يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَنَا وَلَكُمْ, may Allah forgive us and you. Now here's another narration, you see. And as we mentioned, this is extracted by Abu Dawood in his Sunan, and it's also extracted or collected by Imam An-Nasa'i in his book called عمل اليوم والليلة, under the section of what the sneezer says when he's responded to, and it's also collected by At-Tirmidhi, as we mentioned before, and Al-Hakim. As for the expression يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لِي وَلَكُمْ, may Allah forgive me and you, that hadith وَرَدَ فِي حَدِيثٍ ضَعِيفٍ, that narration comes saying may Allah forgive me and you, not us and you, may Allah forgive me and you, that hadith is that dua comes in an unauthentic hadith that is collected by Ibn Sunni in the book called عمل اليوم والليلة on page 96, and the number of that hadith that is not authentic saying may Allah forgive me and you is number 261. والحمدلله رب العالمين ونسأل الله التوفيق والسداد. وسبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك, والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. فَلْيَرُدَّهُ means that he should return his hand, meaning literally that he should repel. We don't know if anything about a baby sneezing, that some people might say alhamdulillah for the baby, but we don't know any narration. So if the baby sneezes, they're excused anyway. So you know, wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. The very last hadith, Salim ibn Ubaid radiyallahu anhu. Salim ibn Ubaid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Right. يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لِي وَلَكُمْ, may Allah forgive me in the singular and you in the plural. The authentic narrations are, may Allah forgive us and you. Is that it, brothers? Is that it? سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.